another new tax being explored by the Democrats. Another new tax being explored by the Democrats. This one, a one-time Patriot tax. That's what they're calling it, a Patriot tax on the wealth of multimillionaires. A one-time surcharge of 2.5% on holdings between $50 and $100 million. So if you had $50 million, it'd be $1.25 million, I think it'd be, that would come out. $2.5 million on $100 million. And then a 5% tax on wealth above $100 million. So if you had $500 million, you'd pay a $25 million tax. You have 5 years to pay it. It's been put forth by Congressman Tom Suozzi of New York, a member of the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee. He said it would raise $450 billion. No, it wouldn't, because people would figure out how to move their money around and hide it. Nobody's paying you $25 million for a tax bill. I mean, it might happen, but it wouldn't be very likely. We all know that people who are wealthy did very well during the pandemic, and people who are low income did not do well. Truth to that. But to try to chase down the people that have accumulated wealth, well, we'll see if that is an idea with legs, or if it's just another idea to figure out how to come up with a new tax to pay for the ever-growing wish list of things to buy by the Democrats. Isn't it remarkable? No matter how much money you would give them, they would never save a nickel. Not one politician would save a nickel, I wouldn't think. Yeah. By the way, I mentioned that they're going to lock down the UK again. I want you to hear it for yourself. It's bite number two from Boris Johnson saying they're going to lock it down. And you just heard the doctor. Dr. McCary just said there's no evidence that it does any good. And yet in the UK, they were supposed to open up here in a couple of days. Not going to happen. Lock them down, Boris. Whatever happened to Boris Johnson? I thought he was a decent guy. Then I hear the stupid mumblings at the G7 summit about, you know, wanting to feminize the world and it's build back better with a gender-neutral future, whatever the hell that means, which is just asinine. But here he is, bite two, go.
We can give the NHS a few more crucial weeks to get those remaining jabs into the arms of those who need them. And since today, I cannot say that we have met all our four tests for proceeding with step four on June the 21st, I think it is sensible to wait just a little longer. By Monday the 19th of July, we will aim to have double jabbed around two-thirds of the adult population, including everyone over 50, all the vulnerable, all frontline health and care workers, and everyone over 40 who received their first dose by mid-May.
And yet there's no evidence, no scientific peer-reviewed evidence that any of these lockdowns have done any good at all. And yet in the United States, for example, the cases continue to plummet. Maybe there'll be an uptick because of this Delta variant that they're all warning us about, the Delta variant. Well, we'll see. We're told there'll be 100,000 new cases in July in the UK because of the Delta variant. We'll see. A lot of predictions have been made about this pandemic, the vast majority of which have turned out to be absolutely wrong. Not sort of wrong, not just missed by a bit, but missed by a mile. That's what most of the predictions have been. I don't know that we expect to see anything better this time around. Nothing at all, in fact. Meanwhile, looking at some other things going on that are really important, and that is looking to Texas. And why the potentially blue state, that has been the goal for the Democrats forever. That's why they're letting all of these people flood in. That's part of the game, right? Flood in. But the truth of the matter is, all of these people flooding in from different countries, most of which are south of the border, like Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador and such, they're hoping that those folks would come here and vote Democrat, but it's no guarantee. And in fact, Donald Trump took more of the Hispanic vote than any Republican ever. So why would you believe in Texas and elsewhere that the Hispanics are just naturally obligated to vote for Democrats? But the once potentially blue state is changing quickly back to bright red. And the question is why? And the answer is because of the reckless open border policies of the Biden administration. It's led directly to the Biden border crisis. And these numbers are stunning. And Kamala Harris doesn't go to the border because it's shameful. I want to go to bite number six here if we could, because it's shameful what's going on. And everybody knows it, which is why places like McAllen, Texas, have elected a Republican to be the mayor there for the first time in decades, along with other border communities. Members of the Democrat Party who are representing border states in border districts, they are in big trouble heading into 2022, and they know it. Listen to this.
And these are numbers not seen in two decades. Last week, Governor Greg Abbott announcing plans to secure the border. That initiative includes finishing a border wall as well as boots on the ground and even technology.
But there's another side to this crisis. KPRC2 investigator Robert Arnold traveled to Goliad County to show us how the smuggling trade is impacting rural counties closer to Houston.
I'm going to be on 239 just past San Antonio.
We're riding shotgun with Sheriff Roy Boyd through the 859 square miles of farm and ranch land that make up Goliad County, just 2 hours south of Houston.
How much would you say the border impacts your office's day-to-day activities?
It winds up absorbing a considerable amount of our time.
Sheriff Boyd is talking about his county being used as a stash point for drugs and people coming across the border.
Well, we become as a relay point for the route between the valley and between Houston.
For example, Boyd says smugglers use this abandoned feed shed so frequently, it took 20 large bags to clean up all the trash.
And it goes on and on and on and on. The garbage, the trash, the environmental damage, something that's never discussed but should be. Because the smugglers, the coyotes, the people coming through, they leave garbage, they leave clothing, they leave, well, sometimes they die there, so bodies get found on a regular basis as well. This is all part of the new policies of the Biden administration to let the border be open with very few controls. 180,000 last month alone on our way to 2 million illegal aliens into the country in a single year. Unheard of. We need to stop it. We need to stop it now. Quick break. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.